sometimes you might hear a statement of be mechanical. And I think often what is that referring to is try not to muscle, right? So let's take a step back. We find ourselves in these compromised positions in jiu-jitsu, mentally and physically. Sometimes we're not sure what to do. And this is the point where we are, where there was a feeling of being lost or confused or not sure what might be coming next. We often, we have a sense of anxiety. There is an adrenaline rush, and we are trying to substitute the technique and the motion that should be happening with speed or physicality. And often that leads into by far slower or lower success rate. So how should we, what should we do? Because we don't want to lose. Well, that's kind of the part of the game that I think we all find ourselves in these positions where we have to learn how to navigate through these difficult situations. And we cannot make intelligent decisions if we are 100% physically invested into these things. Things happen fast. When speed and power is involved, typically things just blurry. They just fly by us and we are unable to notice these flags or triggers, which would help us navigate towards the exit through the correct door, making the right decisions, making the correct choices. So I often suggest to the students, slow it down. There are different ways of training. One, or different methods of training. One, we have the class when we explore techniques, we repeat things, we're trying to understand. Then we have drilling classes when we continuous repetition helps us with navigate between the steps. We have the flow rolling sessions where we can practice the transitions between different positions, right? And then finally, we have a sparring session, which is full physical and speed involvement is fully acceptable and submissions are in play. And we're competing. Things are like a midterm. We're competing with our partner. We are testing our skills. But see, each of these different methods have a very different purpose. And that's where I'm going to encourage you really to explore between them. Because the moment you start being very, very physical, you can't make intelligent decisions. When you are 100% fast and you're just pushing into it, you won't be able to make intelligent decisions. And unfortunately, your technique will suffer. And unfortunately, you won't find the same success as you would without it. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.